Right now it is time for Main Street Magazine. Main Street Magazine on air. You can find, of course, the magazine not only throughout our tri-state region in beautiful magazine format, but also on the web, mainstreetmag.com. And once again, it's time to bring in Thorin. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
I am cold.
I know, me too.
This is the first year. I thought last year was bad when I put the furnace on in the middle of October. But the furnace actually went on 3 days ago for me because, you know, when you're down around 32, 33 outside, the inside of your house gets down around 50. And so anyways, but things are going to warm up for this week. So it'll be a good week. You know, I look at Main Street Magazine, and what attracted me to it initially, first of all, was the quality of the magazine itself. That has a lot to do with being able to thumb through it, see articles and see incredible pictures that, and also, I think just about 99.9% of everybody who writes for you, like with us, is from the local area, so there's a local slant to it. So now that I've got that out of the way, you've got an article which we've mentioned a couple times on the air, but I'm not sure if people really understand. And that is the Wasaic Project, and you've got a story in this month's edition, Art Under the Stars. Artist's six-story waterfall illuminates the Harlem Valley. And for people that haven't seen, explain a little bit about the article and about what you're talking about at Max and Mills.
Is that one that's on our website?
Yes, it's you've got a picture of of Max and Mills, and you've got a picture of the waterfalls on the side of Mills. And I look at this picture that's in this story, and I can remember, I think at one time before they took it over, there was a tree growing out, I think, out of that side of the mill. It's amazing what Wasaic Project has done with that project and also with it in the town itself.
It's phenomenal. We've covered them in print as well some years ago. I think we've actually done, two or three stories in print on them. Just, the first was the whole, Wasaic Project story. And then we've done follow-ups with various, events or folks who are down there. And I think, personally, I think it's so cool that they took a space like that and were able to utilize it and completely, blossom with it. And what they've done for the community and, the ever-changing scenery down there is fantastic. And it's certainly a draw for the area as well. So I think it's just all around amazing what they're doing.
Well, I do believe that the waterfall is up there in the evenings through September. But what people don't realize is the size of that building. It's basically equivalent to a six-story building, and they have used it for all sorts of installations, all sorts of artists really getting to immerse themselves. And also, as we've said, they've used what they do for the power of bringing the community together and doing
yes.
things for the community as well. It yes. really is an amazing place.
It really is. And it's, I hope that it draws inspiration for, other areas, within our region and that it, if folks want to, help out or do something there, that would be wonderful as well. But it is phenomenal how they used and utilized that space and the various things that they've done with it.
And now I'm going to go back to something else, which you are helping promote and helping raise funds for. And like most nonprofits or most businesses, anything that was planned to increase business or raise funds and raise awareness were swept away by the pandemic. And one of those was the Chef and Farmer Brunch, which I remember when that humbly started many, many, many years ago to benefit the Northeast Community Center. And of course, this year, I think it's either their 10th or 11th year that they would do it. They can't have the brunch like they do, but you've got a nice article in there. And you also have a link how people can donate, because that's what they're looking for now. You've got videos up there and more. But the Northeast Community Center is another thing that started out incredibly small, basically dealing with kids, but now serves the greater needs of the entire community.
They serve just about every person in our community. And I have, you know, been working with them, donating my time and talent to them for a few years now when I can. And the Chef Informer Brunch traditionally is takes place in July. And so I think we actually had that story online a few months back.
Yeah.
But it was to promote the fact that, you know, this is why this event happens and this is what it traditionally, you know, consists of, but this year is being done a little different, and here's how you can still help, because the community center is predominantly run on donations and matching state grants and the like. So this year, I've talked to Christine Sargent, the director, a few times, and she's like, well, it'll be interesting this year, but she's, you know, she's a hopeful, and, you know, people have really stepped up, but they have also stepped up, you know, during the really nitty gritty of it in, you know, March, April, May. Their building on South Center Street, the first floor, they changed into a pantry. So they, you know, were putting food together for people in packages. And one of the services that they provide is transport for a lot of people. But most of the folks who use their transport at that time were afraid to go out. So they converted, or I don't know how much they converted, but they converted the service to deliveries. So they would be bringing supplies or food or whatever it was to the folks who traditionally would use their service. And you're right, they, you know, they have usually some sort of daycare programs for kids all the way up to senior programs and tax help. And it's just, you know, the amount that they do for the community is phenomenal.
All right. Now, I don't know how I missed this article, but when I watch TV and when I watch whatever I watch now, it used to be when you could watch cable, and the great thing about cable was there was no advertisements on it, but now cable is just regular TV. But an ad that keeps popping up all the time is Noom. And I have Googled Noom, and I've seen fantastic reports on it. I've seen other reports. People say that it's a ripoff. And I don't know how I missed this article that you wrote called I've Been Newman. But it looks like you've seen some success in Noom. And the reason I bring this up is because you don't know what to believe. I mean, when you Google something on the internet, yes, companies put up their own information and it's guised as somebody else doing it. So you really don't know. And so for people that have seen that Noom spot on TV, I wanted to speak to you about it because it's very rare that you get a chance locally to find out from somebody, is this real? Is it a scam? Is it hard? I mean, so give me the lowdown on this, because it's really interesting. I've used, like I said, I've used the pandemic to lose. Now I'm up to 46 pounds, just simply by three very strict meals a day, and totaling my caloric intake in between anywhere 1,200 to 1,800 calories a day, and so that's why when I see something like Noom, I think, is it real? So give me the lowdown, your take on Noom.
So first off, it's super easy. But the reason that I did it, you know, as you were saying, you know, who knows what these websites or these companies are doing? They could be putting their own reviews up for all we know. But my good friend, Christina Proper, who's written for us a few times, who's not just a teacher at Taconic Hills, but also a spin instructor and fitness, I call her, you know, a guru in some ways. She, had gotten in incredible shape. And I said, hey, what have you been doing? And this was, you know, early on the pandemic in March or April that I had a conversation with her. And she's like, I joined Noom. And I said to her, I was like, well, it's not like you needed it. She's like, no, but I wanted to hone in on certain things. And so she sent me a code where I got, you know, an introduction in a 14-day free trial and then like a discount code. So she sent it to me. You download the app and you take a few minutes to set it up. And it's very intuitive. And what it involves is you get a personalized person who checks in with you at least a week, or if you have questions, you message them through the app. You also get a group that you, you know, share your goals with, or, you know, every day or every other day, there's a, you know, message on there that you're supposed to respond to and read other people's messages. That was the one area that I lacked in. But the majority of the site is you put in, what's your goal? You put in your credentials, meaning, you know, your weight, your height, your all that type of stuff, and where you want to be. Now, they tell you right off the bat that you're going to invest about 3 months into this, 2 or 3 months into this. And their whole philosophy has to do with the mentality of it. And it's your approach to food. And I didn't, you know, lose that many pounds per se, but I changed how I ate. And that's what my friend Christina said too. It completely changed how she ate and how she viewed food. And I think that's the big takeaway from it. Because they're all the food density, and they break food down based on it's a green food, a yellow food, a red food. Now, red food doesn't mean that it's bad. It just means that it's very highly dense. So, for example, you know, red meat is in there as well as like candy, whereas chicken is a yellow food. But you're supposed to eat a certain amount in each category every day. And so, of course, yes, this is one of those apps that you have to put in your meal and you break it down. And they even have, you know, the brands and the calories and all that. So it's very easy and it's kind of fun in that way. But then every day they also have a certain amount of articles that you read that kind of help to educate you and put things in perspective. And that was the one area that I really enjoyed because it's like, you know, as my husband said, he's like, you already knew this and you already knew that. So I was like, oh, this kind of reconfirms my philosophy on certain foods or certain habits. Because, you know, dieting or, you know, a way of life is, it's all about habits. And they say it takes 3 months to break a habit and form a new one. So that's all that Noom is, you know, basically doing. But the food density and just learning, you know, being held accountable for the food that you're ingesting and why. And I found that it changed my cravings. So I found that part to be very successful. And I just, you know, just changing my perspective on how I was viewing food and using food and consuming it.
Yeah, it's a great article. And you know what's funny is it basically confirms a lot of what I've been doing since I've been on this pandemic thing. And that is the difference in the past from when I started this about 3.5 to 4 months ago to now, that what I consider a nice filling meal for me might be when I look at my caloric input for the day, I might get some garbanzo beans that I've soaked and made soft, put a little red wine and vinegar and a little bit of olive oil on that, and maybe chop up a tomato and then maybe some shallots, and also then add to that a little mozzarella cheese, fresh real mozzarella. And it might be a 500 calorie meal, but it's loaded with protein. It's not loaded with a lot of horrible thing, and it's not processed.
Exactly.
And so what you're talking about is, yeah, when you work on something and do it for months and months and months, it becomes an actual altering to your lifestyle, and that's the alteration that you hope you can stick to. So I'm really glad about this article because I really was up in the air about Noom, not sure whether or not, but after seeing this, it's just another form of retraining your body and your mind.
Mostly your mind, and from that your body. But like, for example, that meal you just described, everything except the cheese would be a green food.
Yep.
And so essentially, according to Noom, you can eat as much, you know, of the green foods as you want, because that's predominantly, you know, fruits, vegetables, and, you know, the density of them is so low. But the beans actually may be a yellow food. It depends on the brand, you know, but the cheese would be a red food. So that cheese may fill up your red quota for the day, you know, according to the new map. So, you know, just seeing that and holding yourself accountable for that. And so, like, you know, had I consumed that and I put it in my new map, I'd be like, oh, I have to be careful for the rest of the day because I already took up X amount of my red intake. So then you alter the way you look at the rest of the day and what you're going to eat and the choices you make. And then, you know, against that, you're, for example, I have an iWatch and I synced it with my Noom app. And so when I would go for a walk or, you know, do yoga or whatever, it would put that in there. And then I would get some calories back because I exercise, you know, more than a certain amount. So then they start giving you a little more credit for calories. So it's like, oh, I get a little reward.
No, it's a great article. And so if anybody has ever seen that and wondered whether it works or not, you can find the article online on mainstreetmag.com. It's just a great article. And one of those things shows how you can have a local media outlet take something national and bring it down to the local level so people can understand it. That's what's great about it.
Exactly. And for me, the you know, the main reason for this was because my friend, who I've known for many years, is the one who tried it, and it was similar for her. I think someone, you know, a close friend of her recommended it. And, you know, from there, you know, that's better than any advertisement, you know, getting a, you know, firsthand recommendation.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll speak to you next week and see what's coming next month. All right.
Sounds good. We may actually have our October issue out by then, so we'll see.
Okay, thanks, Soren. Take care.
Thank you. Stay warm.
That, once again, is Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio. And, of course, you can find them on the web, mainstreetmag.com, and also their magazine distributed throughout the tri-state region.